exclusive. Happens not to be a bit avodah zarah.
How is it possible to say it's only two months? It's matamei v'masa only with the rabbanim and it's nevela with the raisa.
Isa nevela min atur.
How is that compatible?
Right, according to Tosfos, it's impossible. Tosfos' opinion is that shechita sakra nevela because for shechita the shechet has to be a bar zvicha, and if the shechet is not a bar zvicha, it's as if kiva nishchata meileha. Nishchata meileha means mesa. No kach gaber, it's like meso. So meso is a nevela. It's an isa nevela menator. It's matame ben nevela menator. The Rambam holds, however, the shechita sakum really is a good shechita. The reason why it's us is because the kar lochove chalta mizivcha. The stamach sheva sakum lavo dezar. See, if you would have adopted the position of that tana who says like that all the way, stamach sheva nochri lavo dezar, he would declare that shechita sakum is asa bahana. Because it's the Kubis. So we don't go all the way. He says that the Nochrim that he knew was so lohut after Avodah Zarah, whenever they shech the behemah, it's the Kubis, it's Asabana. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass on Shechita Sakam as Mutabana. But the Rambam holds the reason why the Torah prohibits that it's Asamachila is because subconsciously, Stamach Sheva Sakam is going to be Avodah Zarah.
Separate love in the sense of the Karova
Chalav. Right.
And not the
lava
of
Nevela. No, he says it's a lava of Nevela. So he says, a mashal to explain how is that possible that you have an Isa Achila of Nevela and it's not Mitam Nevela. So he says, a mashal amah davadayim at the trefa. He shech the trefa, so it's also Achila and it's not Mitam. The Shechita is Mitam de Nevela. So what's the mashal? Shechita's trefa is a perfect shechita. Trefa is a zaitig yisa. It's unhealthy. Let's say you take a piece of meat and you cook it with milk. So it's basa b'cholav. So of course basa b'cholav is not metame kinevel. Basa b'cholav, the shechita is perfect on the flesh. You get absolutely glad kosher flesh and you cook it with milk. So it's not. It's an isa. Basa b'cholav is a zaitig yisa. So what is the Rambam proving from trefa? Rambam says, you see by trefa that it's possible to have an isa rachila without being metame. How can it? That doesn't prove anything. Treif is anisa because it's a diseased animal. So you see that the Rambam thinks that shechita's treif is also achila, mean that it's an incomplete shechita, that it's anisa because it's considered as if the shechita was never mata b'achila. And that's what the Rambam writes, l'shitas and hilchas macholas asuris, that there's a machlekes hatanoim. One tana is of the opinion, hetem itstarf l'isa, in order to get malchus, one tana is of the opinion that an chatzi shir yaloike. Rab Shimon is of the opinion kol shuhu la malchus. If you eat a chati zayis of chazer, you get malchus. Lo amar kazayis el linya chatas bilvad. In order to be chayv chatas, in order to be chayv kores, there you need a kazayis. So we don't accept his opinion. Then there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where the chatzi shir asam an atar, chatzi shir is asam an rabbanon. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is asam an atar. Then the Gemara has vayta machlokes. But if you eat chatzi shir of iser together with chatzi shir of het, I eat a ham sandwich, and the ham shib sandwich is less than a kazayis, but the bread shib sandwich is mashlem the shir. So together I have the iser with the het, together I have a kishir. So that's a machlokes satanayim, whether hetem itztarf lis. We paskin no, ain't hetem itztarf lis. Then zvayta machlokes amen achachamim. What about iser itztarf lis? Have a chatzi shir of chazer. And a chatzishir of basa b'cholav, two totally unrelated isurim. Chazer is chazer, and basa b'cholav is basa b'cholav. They have nothing to do with each other. So we paskin any isurim mitzar from zem zera. Meir is of the opinion that isurim are mitzar from zem zera. Asachu kol torei v'kol sheti after l'chohar. Rebbe bal teichal is one general isur not to eat any macholas asur. So we don't paskin like that. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Macholas Asuras that despite the fact that we paskin any isurim mitzar from zem zera, a chatzi shir of chazer. It's not mitzar by the chatzi shir of basa b'cholav, but a chatzi shir of nevela and a chatzi shir of treifa are mitzarfim. Why? But nevela means it didn't have shechita, and treifa means it's a diseased animal. They're totally unrelated. So the Rambam says, not true. He says that treifa is tchilas nevela. If the animal is a treifa when you shecht it, so the reason why it's also machila is not a zaitigisa because it's diseased. The shechita of a treifa is not mata b'achila. It's an incomplete shechita. So if it's an incomplete shechita, let it be metame. So the Rambam says, no, if you have a total lack of shechita, the animal died, or you did one of the chamisha psulim, shia drasa, halada, hagrama, v'ikar, salpidin, it's considered a lack of shechita. So then it's osa b'achila mitam nevela, and it's mitame mitam nevela. But if you have a treifa, so kach nemra halacha, that's considered an incomplete shechita. So it's an iser along the lines of nevela. It's a separate pasuk, but he says chatzi zayis of treifa and chatzi zayis of nevela. I'm it's tarfim zem ze, because a treifa tchilas nevela he. So that's why the Rambam gives that as a mashal that shechitas akum yeloike mitam nevela, not a zayte geiser. That passage, is megale that shechita sakum is nevela. It's included in the yisa nevela. Vis-a-vis heter achila, the shechita sakum lacks heter. It's considered as if there had been no shechita. Taisa says that mamish no shechita because it's not a bar zvicha. So the Rambam doesn't require a bar zvicha. The Rambam holds that shechita snachri is a shechita, but it's a nisa v'karlocha v'chalta mizivcha, and he says he thinks. In his opinion, he thinks that the Yeroi Li, that the Metame B'masa is only Midirabbon. He's not sure. He thinks that the Metame B'masa is only Midirabbon. How can you have such a thing that it lacks Heter Shechita and it doesn't have Tumas Nevelis? He gives the mashal from Trefa. That Trefa lacks Heter Shechita. Trefa is not a Zayta Geisa. So that was the fundamental Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. What's the basis for the Issa deraisa of Shechita Sakum Nevela? But if you eat Shechita Sakum, you're like a Mishum Nevela. You're not like a Mishum a different Issa. It's like a Mishum Nevela. Here we had in Sif Yud Aleph, in Simen Bey, Sif Yud Aleph, the last Sif. So the Shach pointed out, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim here. If you have an Ochri and Yisrael fiddling back and forth with the same Sakin. Or Yisrael Apostle, Ochzim is Sakin Meshachtim. So the Mechaba holds that it's Psula. And the Shach quotes that there are some Rishonim who disagree. Bagos Oshri quotes an Ozarua Machshirim. So what's the issue? So Rav Soloveitchik explained them. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Yosef Engel has this over here also. And it's Yosef on the end of Simon Beis. He says this should really depend on the Machlekes, the Rambam, and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Shechita Sakum is like a Nizbucho Me'eleho, because he's not a Bar Zvicha, so it's as if it died natural death. So if you have an Akum and Yisrael holding the knife, so the Akum, you ignore the Akum. And Yisrael's holding the knife. So he's shechten, so good. So Yisrael's a bar shechita. But if you all like the Rambam, that shechita sakum is a shechita. It's metar medein avela. But it's an isa because v'kor l'cho mechalta mizivcha, because subconsciously he's probably thinking about avodah zarah. So then the mechaber makes sense. Then the shechita sakum is a poisel. It's not shechita sakum is commander leisidomi. You consider it as if nobody's there at the other end of the knife. But at this end of the knife, the Yisrael is holding, and Yisrael has enough koyach to put, it's Zeyachal b'Zeyachal. Each one has the ability to shech the whole behema on his own. He didn't really need the other one. So this Machlekes HaRishonim is really dependent on the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. But the Shach quotes from the Or HaZeruah and Hagos Ashri, that's the Hemshech of the Shitas Balei HaTosfos. Balei HaTosfos would say that it's kosher. And the Mechaber is saying that it's no good. That's based on the Rambam Shita.
But it also depends on whether Yeshman, the Shita, can feel
that. Pashtus says that it doesn't depend on Yeshman, the Shita, can feel that. Means Sif Yud is a question. Let's say Anochri starts to Shech the Behema. Simen Bei Sif Yud says Anochri starts to Shech the Behema. And Yisrael continues. So the Shulchan Aruch says, will it be an avela or not? So it depends. How much did the Nochri shecht? So if the Nochri shecht, let's say you have to shecht the kana and the veshet. In a behema, you have to shecht roiv kana and roiv veshet. What's the din if you have a nekev in the veshet? So if you have a nekev mashu in the veshet, you're not allowed to eat the animal. Either it's a trefa or it may even be an avela. That's a question. The Kuvus Aveshet, that's a shach later, but then the Kuvus Aveshet is a trefer and a veilah. There's a Pashta says that it's a trefer. So there's a Taisus in Chayris, but Taisus talks about smoke miyut ala hazaka. The Marsha points out that Taisus there sounds like they're saying that the Kuvus Aveshet is an avela, not a trefer. That's a chidish. So if you have a nekiv in the veishet, so it already becomes a trefer. If you have a nekiv in the kone, so the Gemara says a nekiv in the kone does not make the animal into a trefer. Unless the even up until the point of a chatzi kana pogum, let's say the animal was roaming around and it got caught, it got its neck caught, and it made a puncture in the kana, in the windpipe, and half of the kana is cut. So that the Gemara says the animal can live ad meri as mishana. There's not a treifa, it's not an avela, no problem. You shecht it and it'll be kosher. If the nukuvas, if the nekev and the kona is more than chatzi kona pogum, it's roiv. So if it's nika beruba, then it becomes a treifa on avela. So if, what's the din of the nochri shechts? The nochri starts the shecht and then the Yisrael finishes up. So if the nochri shechted so little, let's say the nochri was shechting the kona a little bit. And he shechted up until chatzi kana. So if it would have happened by itself, chatzi kana pogum would have been kosher. So that does, the Shulchan Aruch says that doesn't pose a problem. The only time shechita akum, if the nochri hischel b'shechita, then Yisrael is goymer. So the only time it poses a problem is if the nochri shechted the veishet, because nekuvas haveishet is b'mashu. So since it doesn't count, so I consider it as if the animal became a treifa before the Yisrael started to shecht. Whatever the Nochri did is kemandalaisa because he's not a bar zvicha. And if he shechted the kone up until chatzi kone pogum wouldn't pose a problem. And if the Yisrael finishes, it's okay. That's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. B'med var mamurim, that hischal apostle, the gomah hakosher, that you're not allowed to eat it. So that's only if hischal apostle, but abisha also send the veiluk gom. Beveshet berov hakone. Oh, beveshet b'mashehu. Or bekone berubai. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So here, this is a problem. Then I said, Kalim point out the problem. This is nicha, this mechabes if you is nicha, if you hold like Taisus. That whatever the Nachri does is kemandalese dam, it's considered he's not a bar zvicha. So it's as if it happened by itself. So it happened by itself. So chatzikana pogam is doesn't pose a problem. Chatzikana pogam is kosher. But if you hold like the Rambam, that the shechita sakum is nevela because we assume he's thinking l'shem avodah zarah. So if he would have thought l'shem avodah zarah consciously, then we would have said it's also banu, it's the kruvah. Since it's only subconscious and it's a light plug, so we say it's enough that it's also b'achila, but it's not also banu. So what's the din of a nochri starts to shecht a little bit l'shem avodah zarah, starts to shecht the kone a little bit l'shem avodah zarah. He shechts a mashu. The Gemara says, "Kiven the shachad b'pur to asara." The Gemara is lashon. Kiven the shachad. That's the Gemara in Chulin, the end of the second parak. The Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara spoke about that funny case. The fellow shechts behema on Shabbos lavoid azara. What was it again? A shechet kachin b'chutz behema b'Shabbos lavoid azara. All three, everything b'shogeg. He didn't know he's not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. He didn't know today Shabbos. He didn't know that Avodah Zarah is prohibited, and he didn't know that Shchut Techutz. He didn't know that you're not allowed to Shech Karbonis Bachutz. So the Gemara says he violated three Averis B'Shoigeg, each one of which has Karis. Malocha B'Shabbos, he Shechts an animal in Tilis and Shama. And then he Shechts Shchut Techutz, he Shech Karbonis outside of the Azara is Karis. And he Shechts Avodah Zarah, Shechit Avodah Zarah is Chayv Karis. He violated all three Averis B'Shoigeg, so the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Chayv Shalosh Chatoz. So the Gemara asked Akasha, when he starts to shecht it, a little bit of mashahu, it already becomes asabano, it's already tikruvis. So then if it's asabano, so then how is he chayv on Shabbos mishum mesaking? It's like mekalkal, the whole thing is asabano. So the Gemara came up with the answer, no, it's matzim de'ev v'nachay lebnei noach. That was the Gemara that the Tosfos quoted on Daf Ches. The Gemara says it's muta lishchet besaken shel avodah zarah. So Tosfos was discussing how does it compare with that din in the Gemara there. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, as long as there's a little, a shtickle tikkun, it's already called Misak and it's not called Mekalkal. And here, with respect to Yisra Hanav, Avodah Zarah, it's not called Misak and it's called Mekalkal. It's only called Nene if it's a Misukenis. If it's Behem Abriya, then it's not called Nene. How come over there? The thing is also Bahanoa. As long as there's a Masha who have a tikkun, so it's enough to be mechayv. That was Tosfos' kashya. So Tosfos distinguished between Yisuri Hanoah as opposed to Misaken on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Mekalkal is Potter, Misaken is chayv doesn't have to be that the tikkun is yeser ala kilkul. The kilkul is way more than the tikkun. He's shechting a behem ala b'rizah becomes asabana. There's a tikkun kol shehu, it's matzim and de'ev menachai lebin anach. So as long as there's a tikkun kol shehu, that's enough to label the malocha on Shabbos as misakin. But in order to be called nene from Yisuri Hanoah, you're using a sakin shel avodah zarah. Sakin shel avodah zarah is mesham she avodah zarah. So you use a sakin shel avodah zarah to shech the behem. Is that called nene mei avodah zarah? Is it not called nene? So you have a blend of kilkul and tikkun over here. He the animal while it was alive was used as for horse racing. It's worth $1 million, a few million dollars for horse racing. Then a guy shechts it with a sack and shalav, but what's he going to use? Sell it for flesh? A horse, let's say. What's he going to sell it for meat? So it's not worth much more while it was alive than now that it's dead. Or the animal while it's alive was used to do malacha with it. And now he shechts it, he'll get a couple of dollars to settle his flesh. It was worth more alive than it was worth after you shecht it. So that's what Tosfos says. When you get to determining whether you're over an isuri hanoah of Misham Shavuot is over, that depends whether the tikkun is yeser ala kilkul. Kilkul is yeser ala tikkun. So there, that Gemara used the lashon. The Gemara Merubah also has such a lashon. Dalad vehei. A ganef who's tovach amachar, shor baseh, is chayv to pay dalad vehei. So the Gemara has a case, hashochet lavod izor, is a shchita sheni ruya, it's a machlokes atanayim, whether shchita sheni ruya, shmo shchita, or lav shmo shchita, whether it's going to be chayv dalad vehei or not. Machlokes atanayim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara fact akash, mishishochet bapurto, asora, when he starts to shecht, amashuhu of the kone. Amashuhu of the kone right away becomes asabanah. So that once it becomes asabano, so it has no bailim. Idach lav demarikatovach. So he's not really doing the whole shechita bebehem shalah nignav. So why is he chayim? So the Gemara has a whole discussion on that kash. So the simple reading of these two Gemaras, the Gemara Psachim and the Gemara Meruba and Bava Kam, the Gemara said, "Mishishoch ba'purta asar." When you shech the behem alav adizara, you shech the mashuhu. It doesn't yet have a shir shechita. Shech the mashuhu and the kana, and a chatzi kana pogam is not an avela, is not a treifa, is not a problem at all. And Shech the Mashuhu Labadizar makes it also Bano. So according to the Rambam, that Shechita Sakam is in Nevela. Why? Because Tamach Sheva Sakam Labadizar. It's not the way the Tana says Tamach Sheva Sakam, he's consciously thinking Labadizar. Subconsciously. So subconsciously it's Muta Bano, but also Achila. No, if he's subconsciously thinking Labadizar, so it should be B'mashuhu. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say, B'amidvar Mamurim, if Hischal HaPasol Lishchot, the Nochri starts the Shechita, and it all finishes. Hischal anachri lishchot only passels if he shechted roiv hakone or he shechted the veshut, because nekubas aveshut is mamashu. Why be roiv hakone? It should be mamashu of the kone. She shechted bapurta. So you have to say, lachor, you have to say that even according to the Rambam, that the yisur is because tamach shabasakam labadizara, it's not mishum tekrubis. The Rambam said it's nevela, and the Rambam gave the mashal to treifa. The treifa means it's an incomplete shchita. So shchita sakam also, it's considered an incomplete shchita. You're like if you eat it mishum nevela. You're not like it because of a chatzishir of tikruvis. It means since the samach sheva sakam lavad is also, it's considered an incomplete shchita. So you have to judge it according to the same rules and regulations as according to Tosfos. It's only if hischa lishchot b'roiv hakone. It's a gemara like that. So here on this din, they have the achrayim have a discussion. Maybe it should depend on the machlekes in the Gemara, but the English shchita ella lebesof, or yeshen shchita mitchila biatzof. But the din is the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So akasha that the Nisa Kalim discuss. Why shouldn't it depend on that topic? Of the English shchita ella lebesof, or yeshen shchita mitchila biatzof. So getting back again, shchita sakam nevela is a din daraisa. Mitambi b'masa, that's a question whether that's daraisa the rabbana. The Rambam says yiroili. The Rambam in Shara Avasatuma writes yiroili. He thinks that mitambi b'nevela, the tumas masa is only the rabbana. According to Tosfos, the tumas masa is also menatur because he's not a bar zvicha, so it's no good. So real akam for sure is nevela menatur. The shaila was, what about a mumel chal shabbos b'fresi dina kakam? And Mumalaba is Ardina Kakum and Apikar is Dina Kakum. All of these characters from Sif Hey and Simon Bey Sif Hey, all of that is their Isa, or that maybe is only the Rabbana. So the Gemara learned it out from a Pasuk. Mikem lo kulchem lohotzias hamumer. So see, it's a din der Isa. So we pointed out, it's a very difficult Yalfusa. It says, Mikem lo kulchem lohotzias hamumer, that a Jew who's a Mumalaba is Ara, you can't accept the carbon for him. If a Nochri who's an Oibed Avod Izar brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, we do accept it. Not if he brings a carbon to Yoshke, he brings a carbon to the God of the Jewish people. So you do accept it. So why is by a Yisrael Mumel Avod Izar Dina Kakum, but an Akum who's actually Avod Avod Izar, we may accept the carbon if he's giving it like a Voya. So why is a Jew who's Dina Kakum, he's worse? So you see, it's not really... This pasuk is not really a good marker to say that Mumadina Kakum in Atar. Here the Yisrael Mum is worse than Akum. It's a special din in korbanos. So how does the Gemara learn that? What does one got to do with the other? You're learning out that in shchita, Yisrael mum adina kaakum Yisrael abir abir azar so amachal shabbos befesi dina kaakum, that if he does shchita, it's no good. You don't see an equation between the mum adina kaakum here by the korbanos. Mum is worse than an akum here. It's a ganzen a different din by the korbanos. So that's why the shach has this machlokes in sifkat and tezayin. That's what I mentioned yesterday. The chido in his commentary on the An Yankif in Chul and Daf Hey quotes from a manuscript of some Balei HaTosfos. I don't know if it's printed yet. He quotes that this is two opinions in the Balei HaTosfos. But Apikoros Dina Kakum is a Din Daraisa Din Darabanan. So we explained yesterday, what if the fellow's an Apikoros B'Shoigeg? So the Rambam said the Dor Sheni of the Tzdukim and the Baisusim and the Kusim, all the Apikorsim, those who are brought up by parents of Apikorsim, so you can't fault them, so you don't punish them with the punishment of Maridim V'lo Malim. Maridim V'lo Malim is an Oynish, Bez the Makam Yonshin, L'migda Milsa Lo Hayru Ashoa. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara has a Machlekes Amaroyim in Yevamos and Daf Peites, where the Eshkach B'yad Chachamim Lakadov Menator B'kum V'yasei L'doirois. So the maskana of the Bavli is that no, ain kach biacham lakadam akum veasei ledor. But lohay roshah lemig the milsa. Yes, keliyo b'har haKarmel. Eliyahu Navi told me that they should bring shchut echutz. So that's yesh kach biachachamim lakadam men atoira lekum veasei lohay roshah lemig the milsa. So that's the din of makam yonshin. The Gemara says shamaiti amrav lezem yankiv shamaiti shebez makam yonshin shloim men adin. Lo la lo divya toira al kadelas is yog la toira. So Gemara says that brisa of Rav Lezer ben Yankiv, that appears in Megillas Tainus. That brisa Shamaiti shebez demakam yanshin shalayim and adin. That's Megillas Tainus is a very very early Rashi writes in Masechah Shabbos. Why is it called Megillas Tainus? Because it was written down by Megillah at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited by Peh. It's just a pilpul in the recent Svarim from 100 years ago, which was written down first, Pirka the Rav Lezer or Megillas Tainus? They were both written down before the Mishnayos. So Megillas Tainus starts with Nissan, Iyar, Sivan, it goes every month, and it lists off all the Yonim Tovim that the Lolis Anabahon, that you're not allowed to fast, and some of them the Lolis Mispidahon, you're not allowed to deliver Hespidahon. So that's why it's called Megillas Tainus. The Megillas Tainus is a collection of history. It tells you all the different Yonim Tovim, what happened. And every couple of pages, they smuggle in a din. Every couple of pages, there's a brisa. So this is one of the dinim that appears in Megillas Tainus, one of the earliest written sources of the Torah Shebal Peh. Reb Lezer ben Yankiv's statement, Shamaiti shebez the makam yonshin shloim en adin. And the Gemara explains in Yevamos Daf Tzadik that that's based on the principle that yesh kach b'yad chachamim lakadot ben atar b'kum v'yaseh if it's lohi rosho l'migda milsa. So the Rambam writes, when he quotes that din in Hilchas Mamrim, that the apikursim amaridim olay malim, that's only an oynish for the dor rishon of the apikursim, but the later generations who were brought up with a poor education, they were never told about the Jewish religion, so they don't deserve any punishment. So you have no right to punish them with maridim olay malim. So the Chazanish was mesupik. The Chazanish in Siman Beis and Yeridaya had two opinions. Whether that carries over to this din of apikoros dina kachman ashchitos anavel. So once, because he was bothered with the kasha, if it says that stukim ebaisusim are apikorsim and dina kachman, so if they shech the shchitos anavel, that's siftes, sin and base siftes. Stukim ebaisusim are apikorsim, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So the kusim also didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So how can the Gemara say that Mikar Adin Shchitas Kusi was good, even if you're the Kusim Ageri Emeset, the Jewish, but they were clearly Apikursim, they didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. And the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Stam Yenam that if a Nochri touches wine, he asks B'magoy, and if a Jew who's Apikuris Dina Kakam touches the wine, he also asks B'magoy, even though he's not an Oibet Avodah Zarah, he asks B'magoy. And he gives us an example, the Mechaber quotes a Chuvas Rashbo, a Jew who doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim. Even if he believes in Torah Shebichsav Min HaShemayim, he denies Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim. Is Apikoros Dina Kakum, and his Magor B'Yayin Ashes. How could the Shechita Sakusi ever be good? In the first place, they denied Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim. That's the Chazanish's Kasha. So the Chazanish gave two suggestions on their Kasha. So one teretz was that the Din Apikoros Dina Kakum is only if he's an Apikoros B'Mezit. If it's not because b'shoigig, then it's not dina kakum. In other words, it's only a penalty midirabbanan. It's an einish. If it would really be apikores dina kakum, so what's the difference whether b'shoigig or b'mezit? So it means just like the Rambam says, apikores is marin v'lomalim is an einish. And he doesn't deserve an einish if it's b'shoigig. He's the dor sheni, it's not his fault. So the whole din of apikores dina kakum is also a chumra midirabbanan, an einish midirabbanan. And if he's an apikores b'shoigig, he doesn't deserve that einish. So that teretz is nicha if you hold that because din kakam is only a din mid rabbanon. That's the 2 days in the shach in Tezayin and 2 days in the chidor quoted from the Ksav Yarav the Bali Atesis. According to the other opinion in the Rishayim and Achrayim, that because din kakam is a din deraisa, so it shouldn't make a difference whether it's b'mezer or b'shegeg. It's not a question whether it's his fault. A nochri is born to two non-Jewish parents. It's not his fault. It's not his fault, but still, bottom line, he's a nochri. So if apikaris dina kakam is a din, it's a mitzvah. So whoever doesn't believe in all the ikar hamuna is an apikaris, and dina kakam has an incomplete din of Yisrael. So it shouldn't make a difference whether b'shegig or b'mezit. So akam shchitas kusi was good. That's when the Chazanish came up with his fantastic suggestion that what it says in Yoridei, apikaris dina kakam, he doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim, his dina kakam and magor b'yayin ases means he doesn't believe that it's authentic, but he still observes all the details in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's not a religion. That's a man-made religion. He thinks the Achrayim misunderstood the Rishonim, the Rishonim misunderstood the Gemara, and the Amorim misunderstood the Tanaim, and the Tanaim there was a breakdown of Masorah, and everything is wrong. But the Halacha is binding. So the Halacha is binding in error. So that's not a God-given religion. That's a man-made religion. That's full of mistakes. The Kusim were consistent. They didn't hold from the Torah Shebal Peh, so they didn't observe the Torah Shebal Peh. They were very meticulous, they were very careful, they observed everything that they held to be part of the religion. Whatever they held is not part of the religion, they didn't observe. It's an interesting. So these were the two opinions. The Chazanish has the two answers. How do you deal with Kusi? The two answers depend on these two opinions in the Shach and Tezayin. Whether Apikaris Dina Kakam is Deraisa or Derabbanan. The Mokar from the Pasi, Mikem Elo Kulchem Lahotia Samumer, is not such a good mokka, because there you're saying that the mumer labad is zar, the mumer chal shabbos v'hes, is worse than an akum. They're not saying a mumer dina kakum. He's worse than an akum, because an akum may bring karbonas. Bochem chalakti v'lo b'umas. B'umas even a nochri obed avad is zar. If he brings a karbon lagavoya, you do accept it. So the question is, when we learned the Gemara, we discussed it. We have to chaz it now. If you hold that mumer dina kakum is only midirabbanon, because it's not really learned out from the pasuk. So usually we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So what is the Kein Deraisa over here? This is the Kein Deraisa, that you can't accept the korban from the mumer. Now there you see that the mumer is worse than a nochri. Where do you have a Kein Deraisa that a mumer is dina ka'akum? So we explained the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek. The Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. He's the one who came up with the idea that there are 13 Ikori Hamuna. And then he says, whoever doesn't believe in the Ikori Hamuna is an apikores. Okay, he gives him, calls him a dirty name. And then he says, and he's not part of Klal Yisrael. He doesn't say he's not Jewish. He says not part of Klal Yisrael. So he seems to be saying that there are two different things. There's one topic, who is Jewish, who has Kedushas Yisrael. There's another topic, a person can have Kedushas Yisrael, but it's not part of Klal Yisrael. Years ago, there was a Galach, brother Daniel. He was Jewish, and then he converted to Christianity, became a Galach. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to become a citizen of Medinas Yisrael based on the law of return, that any Jew who comes back to Eretz Yisrael has the right to become a citizen overnight. So the Supreme Court said he's not Jewish. So he said, not true. Yisrael afal pishachat Yisrael, umumish yikidesh kidusha kidushin. Even though he's a Meshumad Labad Azar, he's Jewish. So the Supreme Court said, but it doesn't help. You're not Jewish. So what do you mean they're not Jewish? So the Pashtus is that he was right and they were right. They're both right. The Galach, brother Daniel, had a Kedushas Yisrael. I can't sell my chometz to him. I can't use him as my Shabbos guy. If he comes into the barbershop, I can't shave off his payas. Yisrael afal pishachat Yisrael. He has a Kedushas Yisrael. But is he part of Klal Yisrael? Of course not. He converted to another religion. Not part of Klal Yisrael. So when the government of Eretz Yisrael has a regulation, the Chok HaShvus, any Jew who returns to Eretz Yisrael can become a citizen overnight, they don't mean a Jew who has Kedushas Yisrael. They mean a Jew who's part of Klal Yisrael. You can't be part of Klal Yisrael if you don't have Kedushas Yisrael. Let's say the person, he's born to a Jewish father and a non-Jewish mother, but he always identified as a Jew who's converted by a Reform rabbi, a conservative bezdin, whatever. He's not Jewish. So he can't become, even though he always marches in the Israeli parade and he buys Israeli bonds and he supports Eretz Yisrael and so on, but he's not Jewish. So if you don't have Kedushas Yisrael, you can't become a member of the Klal Yisrael. But not everyone who has Kedushas Yisrael is automatically a member of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of Chelek, in the end of Sanhedrin. He writes, whoever doesn't subscribe to the Yud Gimel Ikor HaMuna is an Apikoyres is not part of Klal Yisrael. He doesn't say he's not Jewish. He is Jewish, but he's not part of Klal Yisrael. That's a din de'araisa. L'may nafkemina. Nafkemina for the Chok HaShvus. What's a nafkemina in Halacha? So the Menhas Chinuch says, nafkemina for machtes hashekel for keyetze b'zeh. Let's say machtes hashekel is a din that korbanos tzibur have to be funded by trumas by the Klal Yisrael. You can't have one person donate all the money. All of the people who are members of Klal Yisrael are supposed to chip in. The men, women are not mukhiv. If they don't want to, they don't have to. If they want to, they'll accept it, but they're not mukhiv to give. So the men are mechuyev to chip in machtza shekel each, in order that the korbanos tzibur, the tamidim himself, and that brought every day of the year, should be paid for by Klal Yisrael. So the Minhas Chinuch writes a double pasha. That's a din d'araisa. That an apikoris is dina ka'akum, or mishuma dina ka'akum, or mechal Shabbos beversi dina ka'akum. He cannot give machtza shekel. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. The machtza shekel is not a chiyev to be given by everyone who is Jewish. This brother Daniel is mechuyev. He's mechuyev to put on tefillin every day. Years ago, when Cardinal Lustiger came with all of his chaverim, with all the cardinals, so they had up this get together. So they wrote in the newspapers that what's his name? The one who printed the Gemara with the Nekudas. Rabbi Steinsaltz was there. And he gave him tochach. He said, "You're Jewish. You have to stop the shtick with the Avodah Zarah. You have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and everything." Taras Hamishpachi. Unfortunately, it's not the Yicholtai. He told me, "You have to stop eating tzeret." He gave him musa. He said, "You're Jewish. You have to keep all the mitzvahs." So he's Jewish, but he's not part of Klal Yisrael. He is Jewish. He's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. But lei sata, since he's a meshumet, so if he would donate machtza shekel, we would not be able to accept it from him because not part of Klal Yisrael. He's not mechuyev to give machtza shekel. He's mechuyev to do tshuva and to be able to give machtza shekel. But kol zman he doesn't do tshuva, it's not shaykh that he should participate in machtza shekel, because for that it depends on who's part of Klal Yisrael. Whenever you have a mitzvah that has to do with the tzibur, it's not a chovis hayochid. Chovis hayochid is sol afal pishchot to Yisrael, even though he converted to another religion, he is Jewish. But he's not part of Klal Yisrael, that's a din menater. So that's called the tikkun rabbanon, kein deraisa tikkun. If one should assume that Apikoris din ka'akum is only midir rabbanon, that's a fundamental machlokes rishonim and achrayim. So what's the kein deraisa? So the kein deraisa is that for machtza shekel. They're not allowed to. They have to do tshuva, and then we'll be happy to. We don't accept from everybody. If a nochri donates machtza shekel, the Mishnah says you can't accept it. You only accept it from those. If a woman, Jewish woman, donates machtza shekel, we do accept, because she has the same kedusha as the Israel. Yeah, and Sif Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara from Daf Hei. Sif Hei is based on Daf Hei in Chulin. That Mechal Shabbos Beferhes Yedina Ka'akum. So Rebbe Akiva Eger quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbetz Chela Gimel, who quotes from the Goinim. An idea that Mechal Shabbos Beferhes Yedina Ka'akum is only if he does Avodas HaKarka. Wow. Only if he does Avodas HaKarka. If he carries things in his pocket, or he writes on Shabbos, not. Only Avodas HaKarka. Very strange. So he writes with Tzorch Liyun. What's the mocker for that? What in the world is the mocker for that? A difference between Avodas HaKarka and the other. We have 39 malachas on Shabbos. So usually we assume all the malachas have the same status. Havara is a machlekes HaTanai. One Tana holds Havara l'alav yotzes. The Havara doesn't have Koris. But we don't accept that opinion. We assume all the malachas are in the same boat. So one Tana holds that Chovu l'mavir are different. You don't need Misakin, Mekalkal is Chayv. And then Tosis points out the first daf in Shabbos that Hoitzoah is a Malacha Gruahi. So Tosis only says it to explain some Havaminas. Tosis never says Halacha L'maisa. Is there a difference Halacha L'maisa because of the fact that Hoitzoah is a Malacha Gruahi? But the Prima Gaon points out he thinks that there's a Gemara in Daf Pei that Hoitzoah Malacha Gruahi is Nagel Halacha. Therefore, there are certain coolers by Hoitzoah that wouldn't apply to the other Malachas. So you have sometimes Hoitzoah is in a category of its own because Malacha Gruahi. And you have by Chayvul Amaver, according to some Tanaim, Chayvul Amaver is a different category. Once in a while you have. So here, the Goinim, the Tash Beitz quotes these Goinim, that Avodas HaKarka is a different category. Where is there a Pasuk in Chumash that it should be a different category? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe the Pasuk says, Bachorish of Akotze Tishbois. The Gemara has a Machlok Yisat Tanaim, while the Chorish of Akotze Tishbois refers to Shemitah or refers to Shabbos. So if it refers to Shabbos, so why Bachorish and Kotze singled out? You have 39 malachas. Why were her? So lo sabaru eish, the Gemara has a whole debate. Why was Havara singled out? Either lav yotzas or lachalik yotzas. But why was Choroshev HaKotzah singled out? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe according to these goinim, the Tashbetz's tshuva, maybe it's singled out the Mumadina Kakam is only by Avodas HaKarka, not by the other malachas. But it's a mechudish dik tshuva. Rav Kevi Egerat Sarach La'ayim. Then he has the next, the line of Rabbi Kivega is very famous, goes on and on and on, has a long arichas on this. The Chal Shabbos befresi dina ka'akam, does that only apply if he's Mechal Shabbos with a malacha d'araisa? What if he only violates a malacha midirabon? So Rav Shach has a whole pilpul in his sefer on the Ramam about this. He doesn't quote Rabbi Kivega, he quotes as if he was the first one in history to raise the issue. Rabbi Kivega died before Rav Shach was born. So it was already discussed. Rabbi Kivega tries to show from Rishonim what the Rishonim hold about this. Mistama, there's room to distinguish. Not all of the Yisurim de Rabbanon fall under the same category on Shabbos. Some of them, half of them are Malachas mid the Rabbanon, and half of them are Gzeris mid the Rabbanon. That even with the further stretch of the imagination, you can't say that he's in violation of a Malacha mid the Rabbanon. Let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree. You're going to say whoever climbs on a tree is over on Kotzer. You're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. So you're going to say whoever takes medication is over on Tochein. He didn't do Tochein, he didn't do Kotzer. So the Pashto says that's only a Gzera. So we have Alochas where Gzeras are a lower level. Gzeras are not a Gzera de Rabbanon, is not as chum as a real Malacha de Rabbanon. Then you have other things that are Malachas de Rabbanon. That's ein disha ela bigidulei karka. So if you milk a cow, Tosis wants to say it's only a malacha de rabban. According to Rashi, that milking a cow is dosh. Chol evchai mishum. What does the Gemara say? Chol evchai mishum mefarik. So Rashi, yes, mefarik is not on the list of olam tesavos malach. What's wrong with mefarik? So Rashi says mefarik is a told of dosh. So Tosis says, but ein disha ela bigidulei karka. Behem is not considered gidulei karka. So Tosis says, according to Rashi, milking a cow is only a nisa de rabban. That was the big pilpul in Eretz Yisrael years ago. They didn't want to allow avodah zarah. They didn't want to allow avodah nachrit, that the kibbutzim should hire non-Jews to do malocha on Shabbos. They didn't want that. So they wanted avodah evrit. You can only have Jews work on the kibbutz. You can't build a Jewish medina based on relying on the nachrim. You have to build the medina as if the world wouldn't have any nachrim at all. So that was the whole ASIC. What are you going to do? How are you going to milk the cows on Shabbos? So when they wrote the tshuvas, about this. So they wrote, Kvadosha Beirabim, what's the yisur in milking the cows? So others said that expression, Kvadosha Beirabim, that's the questionable whether it's Disha. Only according to Rashi, it's Disha. According to Taisus, it's not Disha, it's a different yisur. They had the halacha and they had the humor. They had entertainment in the literature. So Rabbi Kivega raises the possibility that maybe Mum al-Hal Shabbos by the Malacha de Rabbanon is also Dina Ka'akum. The Pashto says we should, if you want to hold Dina Ka'akum, that side, Pashto says that'll only be if he does a Malacha mid the Rabbanon. If he only violates a Gzera mid the Rabbanon, Pashto says that's already too far. That he can't say that's Dina Ka'akum. He's over on Gzeris. Gzeris are more kal than Malachas mid the Rabbanon. The three different categories is Malacha de Rais and Malacha de Rabbanon, then you have Gzeris. Pashto says that Tchumen is not an Issa Malacha, right? Even if one should assume that Tchumen, where there are more Paskins, that all Tchumen is the Rabbanon. But even according to the Mechaber, that Chum and Yud Beis Mil we treated like their Raisa. That's also, it's a different Issa. It's not really an Issa Malacha. So that shouldn't really be Dina Kakum. That's a different Issa on Shabbos. It's not an Issa Malacha. It has different Gdorim because of that fact. Yeah, what's the reason why Mechal Shabbos is Dina Kakum? Mechal Shabbos prefers to Dina Kakum? So Rashi writes on Daf Hey, because one who is Shoivis B'Shabbos is testifying that he believes in the story of creation, that God exists and God created the world. One is Mechal Shabbos, is Kiilu, he's demonstrating that he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So that's an Apikuris Dina Kakum. One who doesn't believe in the story of creation is an Apikuris Dina Kakum. So the Pashtus is that it should only apply to Mechal Shabbos, Dina Kakum. Let's say one is Mechal Yontif, one does Melocha on Yontif, so that's not the story of creation. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also, Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the story of creation. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, but the Yisuri Melocha are the same. Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos, identical with Shabbos in the sense that you have no Heter Rechel Nefesh. The Gemara had one opinion that Erev HaHitzor the Shabbos Vein Erev HaHitzor the Yom Kippurim. There was one opinion that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to carry, and that was rejected. The Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not so. Yom Kippur has the same dinim, exactly the same dinim as Shabbos. So that's why there's a whole discussion. The Beis Halevi has a discussion. Another Pesukim have a discussion. Maybe one should say, even though the reasoning that Rashi gives, the reason behind the din, that one who observes Shabbos is demonstrating that he believes in the story of creation. One is Mechal Shabbos, he's demonstrating clearly he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So even though the reason that Rashi gives doesn't apply to Yom Kippurim, maybe we should say that Yom Kippur is Dina Kishabbos and Mechal Yom Kippur, the Ferhesia is Dina Kakum, even though the logic doesn't apply. So that's a Rambam, that's what the Beis Halevi talks. The Rambam in Hilchus Gerushin writes that a get has to be written Lishmo, and a Nochri Adaita the Napshi Ka, but a Nochri cannot write Lishmo. And not only a Nochri, a Mechal Shabbos B'Ferhesia is also Dina Kakum, and he can't write Lishmo. Even though his psychology doesn't really change, you're going to say Nochri Adaita the Napshi Ka, but a God Loimer Agabov doesn't help for a Nochri. The Gemara says why? Because Nochri Adaita the Napshi Ka. So what's the Gemara's explanation? That it's a psychological consideration. Adaita the Napshi, you'll tell a Nochri from today till tomorrow, I want you to write the get to Shema. He doesn't understand it. Adaita the Napshi, he's going to have his own command. That's what it means, psychological. So if he's a Jew, he was brought up as a Jew, learned in the yeshiva, and then he became an apikoros, or became a Mechal Shabbos Befes. He knows what it's all about. He understands. How can he say Adaita the Napshi? So nonetheless, the Rambam writes, a Mechal Shabbos Befes, one who does Malach on Yom Kippur, if he writes to get, there's no good. So the Pashto sounds in the Rambam that that a Mechal Shabbos, not only Mechal Shabbos Befes, is Dina Kak, Mechal Yom Kippur Befes is also Dina Kak. So that's a Dion and Achreinim. Is that, do we really accept that Rambam or not? That's a simple reading of the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Yeah, how many times does a person have to be Mechal Shabbos that it should be Dina Ka'akum? Mumra Lechal Shabbos Dina Ka'akum. Mumra means he's Muad Lekach. He's Mechal Shabbos a few times. So that's what Tosis suggests. That's the Shach. It's surprising the Mechaba doesn't say. The Mechaba left it up to, it's a topic in Rishonim. Tosis raises it. The Mishnah says on the next daf, on Yud Dalet Amun Aleph, Hashecha B'Shabbos, Afal Pishim Mischai B'Nafsho, Shchitos Ha'Ksherim. So Tosis asks the Kasha, Hashecha B'Shabbos is a Mumel Lechal Shabbos, is Dina Ka'akum, so it should be Shchitos Ha'Nevela. How can you say Shchitos Ha'Ksherim? So Tosis suggests maybe he Shechted B'Tzina, only Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesia, Dina Ka'akum. Maybe he Shechted B'Tzina. Or Tosis says, maybe he shechted once, and he doesn't become a Dina Ka'akum unless he's a Mumma L'chal Shabbos Befesia. Mumma means Mu'ad L'kach, that he did it a few times, two or three times. He only does it once, maybe not. So it's different opinions in the Rishonim. It's of the Ferisha, Machlokes, and the Rishonim. How do you answer that question? The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is there. Also ask the question. That's the long Rabbi Kaveger. By Mechal Shabbos B'Derabbanon, whether Dina Ka'akum or not, so he quotes the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, he's given a different answer on Tosis' question. Why should Shechet B'Shabbos be Shechitas HaKshere? He should be a Mumad Dina Ka'akum. So some Rishonim say he's only Mumad Dina Ka'akum if he's Rogel B'Kach a few times. So the Shach thinks we should not pass on like that. That's the Shach on Yud Zayin. Da, Sheish machlekes ben apaskim bezek. It doesn't tell you what the machlekes is, but that's the machlekes. But the mumal of it is, our mumal means muad. He does it many times. Mumal chal Shabbos peref means muad lakach, rogel bekach, or even once. V'hikir, in the psak should really be kehormim. The mumal of it is, afila betzin, afila rak pa machas, habi mumal chal atarakula. V'dinu kevet ha'akum, afila chal Shabbos pa machas peferes, he is also. He doesn't think not by Mechal Shabbos Befres and not by Obed Abed Azar, even Betzina. He doesn't think you need Beis or Gimel Pam. Rishach thinks that the Iker is Bepam Achas, you become a Muma. Here there's an interesting the Shach and Chav Zayin. The Shach and Simon Beis of Kot and Chav Zayin quotes a kasha from the Drisha, which was misunderstood by the Bach. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, Shchit Asakam Nevel is only if the Nochri shechts the whole thing. What if the Yisro shechts the Rav Kot and the Rav Eshet, and then the Nochri takes over and he continues to shecht the Miud Basra? So does that make it Nevel? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. Only if the Akum shechted Dabah HaPoysel, Hishchel Posel Lishcha V'gamer HaKosher, Hishchel Kosher V'gamer HaPosel, it'll only be Psula if the Nochri shechted a part that's also on the veil. But if the Yisrael already finished the Rav Kon and the Rav Veshet, the Nochri shechted the Miyad Basra, that says it doesn't pass. So the Drisha Esta Kasha, the Drisha is the commentary on the bottom of the tour. So the Drisha Esta Kasha, but the Shulchan Aruch was Machmer later on in Simcha of Gimel, Simcha of Dalet. Where Machmer for Shitas Rashi, there Chaloda b'miyad Pasr Pasels, and Hagrama b'miyad Pasr Pasels, and Shia b'miyad Pasr Pasel, everything Pasels b'miyad Pasr. So why shouldn't Shchita Sakam Pasel b'miyad Pasr also? So the answer that they give is, because Shchita Sakam, the answer that they're giving is along the thinking, the lines of thinking of Tesis. Shchita Sakam is command alesidami, because since he's allowed by Zvicha, it's as if nothing happened, as if it happened by itself. Happened by itself, so there's no problem. The only time it's a problem is if it happened by itself, by the Rav of the Kana, and the Mashuhu Neveshet, Dovashosa Osa Nevela. But if the Yisrael finished the Rav Kana and the Rav Veshet, then the rest of the Kana Neveshet broke by itself, so that's not a problem. So the answer that they gave is only a valid answer if you hold like Tesis, if you hold like the Rambam. The Shchita Sakum is Nevela because he's always Shechting Lavei Dezora, because Tamach Sheva Sakum Lavei Dezora. So just like Chaloda B'miyad Pasr Pasels and Hagrab B'miyad Pasr Pasels, so Shechting L'Shem Lavei Dezora B'miyad Pasr should also Pasel. Still a good Tekasha. Still a good Tekasha. So Mestameh, so the Shach didn't really answer the Kasha. Mestameh, what they mean to say is that, well, it's, there was all discussion, we spoke a little bit about it. According to Rashi, the Gemara had a suffix of Shia b'miyad Basra, Hagrama b'miyad Basra, Chalada b'miyad Basra, and when Machmer for that, was that a Chumra der Raisa, was that only a Chumra der Rabban? So the Rashbo and the Mishmeres Abayis writes that Rashi only meant it mid Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, Rashi never meant. And Achrenim, it's a Machlaikis, big Machlaikis. We mentioned the Sridi Yesh has long chuvis about the stunning of the animals before the Nazis killed all the Jews, and first they made a Gzera, that the Shechita is inhumane, that you have to have humane Shechita, you have to stun the animals before you shech. So part of the issue involved was about Shia b'miyad Basra. So the Sridi Yesh has a long tshuva, and he quotes all the opinions. So if one should say that the whole din of Shia b'miyad Basra, the whole Shitas Rashi is only mid Rabbanon, Gatesis Lev said the whole thing, it doesn't make any sense. The Beim's already again, you finished the Shechita already. How can you say Shia b'miyad Basra passes? So if one should assume, like the Mishmeres Abayis, the whole Shitas Rashi about Miud Basra Pasaling is only Midi Rabbanon. So you're dealing with a Din de Rabbanon. And there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, what's the Gedder Hapsul of Shchita Sakum? According to Tosfos, it's Keman Delezidom. Shchita Sakum is Allah Bar Zvicha, considered as if it happened by itself. So according to the Rambam, you're safe. According to Tosfos, you're safe. According to the Rambam, the Shchita Sakum is Nevela, because v'kolochav yachalta mizivchi, subconsciously thinking the shame of it is our the Rambam doesn't hold from the Miud Basra story, and Rashi doesn't hold from the Rambam that kolochav yachalta mizivchi. Rashi probably holds like Tosfos, you need a bar zvicha, so you don't really have any rishon who holds these two shitas. There's nobody holds like this combination, so you're not mechuyev to stand on your head to go combine the Chumrah of the Rambam with the Chumrah of Rashi with the Shiva B'mir Das. That's probably what the Shach means over here, because he doesn't give the full analysis. He just says that the Nachri Sheshachad is command the Leisid Damid. That's according to Tesis. According to the Rambam, is not so. Here, this Shach in Sivkot Nechav Zayin quotes a Bach who apparently misunderstood the Kasha of the Drisha. The Drisha asked the Kasha, if the Yisur shechts the Rav Kon and the Rav Veshet, and then the Nochri shechts the Mir Basra, so let it be possible, just like you hold Shib Mir Basra Pasels, Chalod Mir Basra, and Hagrama Mir Basra, everything Pasel Mir Basra, so why shouldn't Shechita Sakam Pasel be Mir Basra? That was the Kasha. So the Bach understood that the Drisha was asking that if the Jew shechts Rav Kon and Rav Veshet, and then he puts the knife down, and then the guy comes 5 minutes later, and he's going to continue to shecht, that's Shia B'mir Basra. He thought the Kasha was not a mushal, just like Shia B'mir Basra Pasal, so Akam, Shechita Sakam B'mir Basra Pasal. The Shach says that was what the Drisha is. The Kasha, the Drisha was from a mushal, just like Shia B'mir Basra Pasal, so Akam B'mir Basra should also Pasal. So the Bach misunderstood the Drisha. The Bach thought the Kasha was, if a Yisrael shechts Rav Kon Rav Veshet, he puts down the knife. Then the Nochri comes in 10 minutes later and he's going to continue to fiddle with the Mir Basra, so you have a Shia of 10 minutes in between. So the Bach thought that was the Kasha, so he came up with an interesting teretz that the only time he says Shia B'Mir Basra Pasul is that what you do on the Mir Basra is a Hemshech, what you did on the beginning of the Simonim, that's only Ba'odim Echot. But if it's two different people, then the Mir Basra is not Mitztarif with the rest of what you did before, and there won't be any psulim. So he came up with a chiddush that even if a Jew will shecht the miyad basra, and you'll have a shia, it wouldn't passel. B'shnei b'ni adam, shia b'miyad basra doesn't passel, only b'adam echad. And hagrama b'miyad basra, and chalada b'miyad basra, all the psulim b'miyad basra, all the chumras of Rashi, only if the same shechet who shechted in the beginning, he continues to shecht it. He came up, the Bach came up with a mechudish dike kula. The Shach says he doesn't think that wasn't the kasha of the Prisha, and he does not so convinced that that's a correct teretz either. That the only time the Mir Basra is mitzarif to the previous Shechita is if it's the same person doing it. The Pashta says that it's not correct. Then we learned Siman Simigimel. Simigimel is the Siman. Is the simin the machlekes Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim that we have a pasuk that says when you shecht karbonis misasik is pasul, misasik b'shechitas kotshim is pasul, and from that we can infer that it's only b'shechitas kotshim misasik is pasul, but misasik b'shechitas chulin will be kosher. So from that inference, you can tell that shechitas chulin ain't sricha kavana. Misasik is only a pasulus and kotshim. But the Gemara says on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that this is a detailed machlekes from Nasan HaChacham. How far do you go in this inference? What do you mean? Shechitas Chulin doesn't need kavana at all? He doesn't even need kavana l'chaticha simonim? But he say no, you at least need, you don't need kavana l'shem shechita, but you still need kavana l'shem chaticha simonim. So that was the machlekes from Nasan HaChacham, and we pass on like Rab Nasan, that you don't even need kavana l'chaticha simonim at all. So here, you look in the Yad Ephraim on Simen Gimel, Sif Aleph, Bo Sifech, there's only one Sif. Simen Gimel only has one Sif. So there's only one line in the Yad Ephraim. Okay. So the Yad Ephraim quotes a Yam Shel Shlomo, which is also quoted by the Gilyan Maharsha, that the Yam Shel Shlomo has this Mechudish Dike idea. That even though Shechita ain't a tzircha kavana, what if you shecht it and had kavana hefeches? You had kavana that the Shechita should not be matir. I'm angry at the balabos that he doesn't pay me the right salary. So I shecht the behemoth in the slaughterhouse, and I have in mind that it should not be muta b'achila. I have in mind everything should be asa b'achila. But Shechita doesn't need kavana, so does it make it any worse if he has in mind that the Shechita should not be matir? So that's a chiddush that the Marshal came up with. And maybe if you have kavana, maybe then it'll be awesome. That's a chiddush. So the Yad Ephraim quotes and he leaves it like that. And the Gilyan Maharsha quotes it and he says, "The Knesset Hagdola Tama, why did the Shach and the Taz not mention it? They had the Yam Shel Shlomo. So Mistama, they didn't quote it because they think it's not correct. Mistama, they only quote the Yom Shishlama when they think is right. When they don't think he's right, isn't it? So that's really questionable. Where did he get this idea from? So you have it by the Gemara has a machlokes Tanoim and a machlokes Amaroim and a machlokes Arishayim and Hilchos Kriyashma with a mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, a mitzvah Zayn Tzichas Kavana. A person did a mitzvah, but he didn't really have a mind to be out to the mitzvah. He shook the lulav, but he planned to shake the lulav later in shul, and then something comes up, and he doesn't go to shul. So do you say that when he shook the lulav originally, he was yotzei already, even though he didn't have kavana latzeis, or not? So there's a further machlokes harishayim on the assumption, if one should assume that din is mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavana, he can be yotzei without kavana. What if I did the mitzvah, had kavana shelo latzeis, had explicit kavana shelo latzeis? So then the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, the Rabbi Yonah Brachas quotes this from the Rashbam, that even if you all mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavana, but if you have kavana shelo latzeis, then for sure he's not yotze the mitzvah. And then the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tkiya Shofar quotes the Ra'or, a Baron Alevi, who disagrees. And his opinion is that if you all mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavana, even if you have kavana shelo latzeis, you're still yotze. So this Chiddush of the Yamshel Shleimer, this is along the lines of the way we accept the Shita. That even if one were to think the mitzvah ain't Tzichas Kavana, but if you have Kavana Shalom Latzeis, then for sure you're not Yotze. So that's what he says here, that Shchita Schulen, ain't Tzicha Kavana, but if you have Kavana that it should not be Matir, then it's going to be, then as far that it's not Matir Minatir, then it's Taka going to be us. Yeah, the Pashtus is that that's not the accepted opinion. That's a difficult mashal. By mitzvahs, we understand it. You can't say the person is yotzei mitzvah bal koch, has kavana shelo latzeis. Everyone has bechira chavshis, whether they want to do ratzon Hashem or not. You don't want to do ratzon Hashem, so you know, you can't say a guy's yotzei the mitzvah against his wish. Doesn't want. But over here by shechita, all you need is kach gavra. You don't have to have kavana. So why should you say kavana hefecha should make it worse? Here you have simon hey, we didn't learn the mishnayos yet. You'll have to learn through. We're not going to learn the shulchan aruch now, but just the first line in simon hey. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting Mishnayis that if a person shechts a behema l'shem karbon, l'shem karbon shlamim, l'shem karbon oila, so you're not allowed to eat it. Why are you not allowed to eat it? So the Taz in Simen Hesef Katan Aleph quotes the two reasons. He says the Rashba, Rashi, and the Ran all say because it's a marisayin she is buru that is shecht in kotchim bachutz. People will think he was never magdashed as a karbon. The guy gets up one day, he says, he's shechting of the Shem Shlomim. What do you mean shechting? It isn't the Shlomim. What do you mean shechting the Shem Shlomim? So it's also mitam arisayin that people will think that he shecht the kod Shem Achutz. Then he says, Vatur Kasab, Tur says it's a more serious issue than stamim arisayin because the din is that hegdish is chalba machshava. If the fellow has a mind, he wants it to become an oila, it'll become an oila with machshava alone. So maybe when he says, I'm shechting it, he declares out loud, I'm shechting l'shem oila. Maybe he had in mind to make it into an oila. If it's his behemoth, if he's shechting someone else, he's in the magdush dov shein shalai. So that'll be a difference between the tour and the other rishon. So the pashtus says according to the first reason that he quotes the Rashba, the Rashi, and the Ran is a marisayin issue, a chashash. According to the second reason, also a chashash, a farfetch chashash. Maybe he intended to be magdush it b'machshav. So some achrayim, I couldn't find it this morning, but some achrayim write that maybe all those mishnayos, I think it's on the bottom of the tour. I have to look. I think on the bottom of the tour they have some additional he'oris. It's not by the drisha. They have somebody on the bottom of the page. I didn't have a chance to look it up this morning. So somebody there says maybe the mishnayos are based on this marshal, that if you shech the beim and you have in mind kavana shalot tater hashchita should be asa b'achila. Even though shechita does need kavana, but if you have kavana hepech, then it's no good. So if the fellow says, I'm shechting the shame carbon, it's ridiculous. You can't check it. It isn't a carbon, but obviously he had in mind that it shouldn't be muta bachila. So since it's kavana, shalot tata bachila, so it'll be also bachila men atorah. Not bishum marisayin alone, not because of a farfetch chashash, shemekidin lahagdishai, but rather based on this marshal. That all the mishnayis in chulin that talk about shechting the shame carbon is that it's also bachila, is deraisa. Based on this marshal. Yeah, but it's usually not assumed like that. The Pashtus is not like the whole marshal. Pashtus says that we don't accept this marshal. And we had the last line in the Mechaber and Simen Gimel, quotes the Sofik of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rashba and the Torah Sabbais quotes the Balei HaTosfos had a Sofik What's the din? Hoysa eben menachas lo becheiko. A person is sitting, has an eben, and he knows about it. Not that he forgot, he wasn't sleeping. He's awake and he knows. And he gets up, knowing quite well when you get up, the eben is going to fall and it's going to start rolling, and he doesn't care. He gets up and it rolls and it smashes someone's window. So the Gemara says at the end of the second parak in Bava Kama, he's Adama Masik and he's held responsible for whatever happens. So what if he has a knife on his lap and he gets up and he's not careful? He knows a knife is going to start rolling and it may cut something. And then a chicken happens to walk by and it did a Shechita Kshera. Highly unlikely, but what's the din in such a case? So the Rashba thought it's probably good, probably is Kerech Gavra, but since the Balei HaTosfos were not sure, so out of deference for the Balei HaTosfos, we should be machmir. Tosfos said that maybe it's a lack of Kerech Gavra, even though it's Maisa HaAdam. In order to be Chai Mitam Adam HaMazik, it has to be Maisa HaAdam, a Kocho, so it is Kocho, but maybe it's not called Kerech Gavra. So that's a suffix. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mi suffix, Hoi Socha Asakim Onachas Becheiko, Benofla Meyorim Becheiko, Shaloi Bekavonik, Nofla Meyatzma, Dami Yopsula. So Rabbi Kiveger adds on, just a minute, it's psula only misafik, it's not b'taras vaday. So therefore, if it shechts a behema, it ain't going to shecht no behema. It ain't going to happen, the whole thing's just not going to happen. Okay, Rabbi Kiveger says, it's going to shecht the behema, then misafik, you have to be misupik, maybe it was a good shechita, you're not allowed to shecht those of the Yazbano. That's what he said before, but about shechita sakof, where the shechita sakof is... In Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, a kof is a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes harishanim had a paskin. Maybe a kof is called kerach gavra. So if you hold that it's kerach gavra for Netilas Yadayim, so let it be kerach gavra for shechita also. So some of the achronim said, well, misafik, so you go the chumra over here. There by Netilas Yadayim is only the rabbanon, so there's an opinion safik Netilas Yadayim lekula. But here by safik b'shechita, safik deraisa lechumra. Rabbi Kiveger said, if it's only safik deraisa lechumra, then you should have said lechumra the other direction. Maybe it is a good shechita sakov, and you shouldn't shecht those vezbenah on the same day. Rabbi Kiveger said, no, the reason why it's not good by shechita because the kof is not a bar zvicha. Forget about kerech gavra. By netilas yadayim, if a guy pours water is good, you don't need a bar in netilas yadayim. All you need is a kerech gavra. So a kof is a machlekes hatanah, whether that's called kerech gavra. But by shechita, you need a bar zvicha. So that's why kof is no good but Torah Zvada. That's how Rabbi Kiveger answered. So here again, he wakes up with the issue of the Osev Ezbeno. The Shulchan Aruch should never say that something is Nevela. If it's a Suffolk, they have to say it's a Suffolk Nevela. You're not allowed to mislead the people into believing it's a Vada Nevela, because then it's a Chumr Dosev Edekula. You're telling the people that they can Shech the Osev Ezbeno on the same day. So he says over here, it's problematic. The Mechaber writes, "Ken kosev Rashba b'shem Balei HaTosfos v'kosev Allah." And the Rashba, after Rabbi Kiveger, quotes at the end of Sof Simen Gimel, the last Rabbi Kiveger on Simen Gimel. So he quotes the Rashba in the Torah Sabbais. Ve'afal pi sheish lan alah dun lahakel. Even though there's room to argue with Tosfos, shamim lahem. You have to listen to Tosfos. Shamim lahachmer b'shal Torah. Tosfos was mesupik. So therefore, you have to go lachum. So he says, but since it's only b'tora safek, you should really be machmal gabi Yosef Ezbeno. So you shouldn't be allowed to shech the Yosef Ezbeno b'yamechem. Maybe it is a good shechit. Here in Simen Gimel, in the Pischei Tshuvas of Katan Aleph, there's a very strange tvua shor. The din is a shechita schula and ain't a tzvicha kavana. Shechita is kachim misasik is possible. You need kavana. You need kavana all the way. You have to have kavana that this is shechita kachim. And shechita schula and ain't a tzvicha kavana. Why not? That's the halacha. Shechita schula and ain't a tzvicha kavana. So the Tvor Shor has a whole suggestion that maybe shechita ain't a tzvicha kavana because tamal shmokai. Stam behema zaymer l'shchita. That's the Gemara in the first daf in Zvachim. The Gemara has like that. The Gemara says, the first daf in Zvachim, if he shech the korban shalol l'shma, so le'olu le'baylam l'shem chav. If shech the chatos and a korban pesach shalol l'shma, the whole thing is possible. What if you shecht it? You know it's a korban, but you weren't thinking one way or the other. L'shma shalol l'shma. All you know is that it's a carbon. You're not even sure what carbon it is, whose carbon it is. So the Gemara proves from the Mishnah is that stama l'shma koy. So the Tvor Shor thinks that the same is true over here. Korbanis need shchita lishma, but you say stama lishma, so maybe the din is a shchita schulin also needs kavana, but stama is aymed lishchita, so therefore it's considered as if he had kavana. It's a very strange tzushtel. So then he comes up with a chiddush. What if it's an osaver is beno situation? I shechted the mother today, and I'm not allowed to shecht any of the vlodas. So I take a knife and I'm throwing the knife in order to hit a target on the wall, and then accidentally it shechts one of the vlodas. So it comes out that he did osaver is beno. So once you shecht the mother, you can't say the vlodas are roimel shechita today. The vladas are not aymed l'shchita today. It'll be an isa osav es beno. Let's say on Shabbos, the guy is throwing a knife to hit a target, and accidentally he shechts a chicken. Accidentally he shechts a behemah. Going to say the behemahs are aymed l'shchita on Shabbos? You're not allowed to shecht the behemah on Shabbos. You can't say that's aymed l'shchita. So he quotes the Achronim came up with this einfall that if you're going to have a shchita b'li kavana klal on Shabbos or on osav es beno, and it's not Oymed l'shchita, so then it won't be good. The Pashta says that it's ridiculous. That's not why it's good. It's not because you need l'shma and stama l'shma. Stama l'shma, Pashta says it's only a din in kachim. It's only a din in kachim. The korban is hugdash. The korban has kedushas korban on it. So kedushas korban is oymed l'mitzvasa. So if any Jew is going to do the shchita, if he's going to do it misasik, it'll be possible. If he's not misasik, he knows it's a carbon. That's not misasik. He doesn't have to have in mind the whole Lishma story. Kedusha's carbon means that it's aymed l'kach. That's the poshup shot in the Gemara. Some Rishonim say it like that. Tosis in a few places says that even by bris milah, he also says stama l'shma. By bris milah, there's nothing there. It's not like you are magdush a carbon. But by bris milah, it's not so. So these over there also, okay. That's the Tosfos says that a bris milah stama l'shma. That's the Tosfos that the Rebbe Yehuda quoted. Rebbe Yehuda lived at a time they couldn't have every balabas going to have his own daladinim. So the kehila bought a set of daladinim for the rabbi, and everybody stood on line. And the rabbi gave his makna the daladinim to each balabas matanam and aslachs, and they all gave it back. So one of the balabatim started to say l'shem yichud. So the Rebbe Yehuda took back his lulav and asked him, says, I don't give it to people who say l'shem yichud. It's keneged the din. And he has a whole tshuva that you're not allowed to say the Shem Yichud, it's keneged the halacha, because the halacha says that stama l'shma. When you do a mitzvah, Tosfos says by bris milah, stama l'shma. Truth of the matter is that many Balei HaTosfos don't accept that Tosfos. Many Balei HaTosfos hold stama l'shma is only din by karbanos, because the korban, when you are magdush it, this is a shlamim, this is an oila, this is a chatos, whatever. So that's what kedushas korban, when you are magdush it, so it's aymed l'kach. So there you say stama l'shma. But by bris milah, that's a chiddush of Tosfos, that by bris milah you say stama l'shma. So Nadi Behuda took the Tosfos. He said, by all mitzvahs you always say stama l'shma. And those who say the Shem Yichud are demonstrating that they're chaylik on Tosfos, and they're apikursim. And he quotes the pasuk, Ki yisharam d'achei Hashem, tzadikim yochavam, v'chassidim yikoshlevam. Chassidim violate all the din ha-Torah. So in the second edition of the Tshuvas Nadi Behuda, so the printer changed it. Instead of a chassidim, he wrote the foshim mikoshlevam. That's how the pasuk reads. So Rebbe Yehuda complained to the printer. He says, I took poshim and I made them into chassidim. You took chassidim and made them into poshim. So at least that Rebbe Yehuda, his tosfos, we can go for that also. That mitzvah is stama l'shma. But over here, it's not a mitzvah to shecht the behemah. What? Every behemah is stama oimed l'shchita. What kind of a svar is that? That the reason why shchita is chula and tzuch ha-kavana, because stomach is oymed l'shem shchita.
Isn't it against the Mishnah by Shabbos?
That what?
Isn't it against the Mishnah by Shabbos?
No, shecha b'Shabbos b'kavana. He wants to say if you shech b'Shabbos b'li kavana, then it'll be nevela. Because the only reason why shchita b'li kavana is good is because stomach oymed l'shchita, but on Shabbos not oymed l'shchita. So if you shech b'demeze to b'miskave, so then you shechted it l'shem shchita, but if it be a shchita shalo b'kavon on Shabbos, he wants to come up with a ninefold that will be an avail, it won't be kosher.
Doesn't that support the Arab Rayim, the Marshal, because of Stam of Ishmakai, but if I cut him also, he can be okay with Kavana, right?
Yeah.
So
the way he says that really shchitas chulin always does need Kavana. But stama zayme lekach, so it's considered as if you had kavana. So then, if he has kavana lehefech, yeah, then the mashal fits in very well. If the mashal were hold like this to a shor, then it would be good. The Pashto says that Tvor Shor is wrong and the Mashal is wrong. The Pashto, they're both wrong. Yeah, that's absolutely connected. The whole Mashal is based on the premise that doesn't have to be, but if you say like this, Tvor Shor, you're saying that Shechitas Chulin does need Kavanah, but Stoma is considered as if you had Kavanah, because it's Zaymed Lekach. And if you have Kavanah Lehepach, then you don't have Kavanah. You don't have Kavanah, it's no good. The Pashto says the whole thing is wrong. It's not because it's Stoma Zaymed Lekach. Okay, good. And Bechlal, the whole tzushtel that he made is very strange. Nobody ever said that Shechita needs Lishma. He said Shechita needs Kavan. You need Kavan. Kavan Lishma are two different things, two totally different things. Stama Lishma means a different thing. Stamul Lishma means a different thing. The Hakravas HaKarbonis has to be L'shem Shisha Dvar Mezevach Nizbach. L'shem Karbon and L'shem Bala Karbon and with the other four Kavanas, yeah. So even if the Koyan doesn't, he has a blank mind, as long as he's not Mesasek, so we say Stamul Lishma Koyan. That's Lishma. But over here we're not talking, no one says you need Lishma. We're talking that Shechita needs Kavanah. If you're going to say Stama Ezayme L'Shechita, therefore it's called Kavanah. Kavanah and Lishma, two different things. The whole tzushtal that he made over here.
Don't we say that mitzvah
tzrichos kavana,
but
mitav shalom
lishma
bal lishma,
it's a different concept.
Right, the Egli Tal in the Hakdama to his Sefer asks that kasha. How can the Gemara say that you should always do eliyal ma'aseh kana matar mitzvah shalom lishma, shemitav shalom lishma bal lishma, but if you're going to do mitzvah shalom lishma, then according to the opinion that mitzvah tzrichos kavana, so you're not yotzei anything. That's why he has the kash. So he goes on to give a whole shtigal Torah, a whole teretz. He says the Rambam has the girsa liolim yasagan about Torah, not be mitzvahs, only about Torah. No. Be mitzvah shalol lishma toik takanish. If you do a mitzvah shalol lishma, you're lacking kavana. A mitzvah sichas kavana. He goes ahead to explain. He says the Rambam is beferish. The Rambam had the girsa only Torah. The Rambam talks about in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam quotes that memory from the Gemara and he says, because Talmud Torah is so much more important than all the other mitzvahs, that's why the other mitzvahs are Torah shalol lishma. Shemitav shalol lishma bo lishma. He gives a whole explanation why it's so. Rav Soloveitchik once spoke about that kasha, and he had forgotten that he had seen it in the Egli Tal. He used to use the Egli Tal a lot. He forgot that he saw it in the Egli Tal. So he said, he never heard of anybody asking that kasha. How can you do mitzvah shalol lishma if mitzvah sichas kavan? He said, they're two different things. Mitzvah sichas kavana. Kavana just means you have to know that you're doing a mitzvah and you're being yotzei the mitzvah now. Lishma means when you're religiously motivated to do the mitzvah. Lishma means, why do I wake up early in the morning and I daven in the front of the Beis Medrash, I come on time? Or am I really so God-fearing an individual that I want to make sure I come to minyan on time because I want to show off to, they're salary me from the yeshiva. I have to show off to all the students. I'm such a big tzaddik guy. If there wouldn't be any students, I wouldn't daven. I wouldn't put on tefillin, I wouldn't put on tzitzis. But when I put on the tzitzis, I know I'm doing a mitzvah. Maybe if I wouldn't be employed by the shit, maybe I wouldn't do any mitzvahs. So that's what motivates me to do the mitzvah. Is it lishma, is it not lishma? But kavana I did have. I know I'm doing a mitzvah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He said kavana and lishma, two different things. Even if your mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, when no one says the mitzvahs need lishma, even if your motivation, what motivates you to do the mitzvah, is not l'shem shamayim, you still do the mitzvah, but you know you're doing a mitzvah, so that's called kavana. You had kavana. Here, this tshuva zichron tzvi, zichron yitzchak, the first pischei tshuva and gimel, he's mixing together two different issues, just like stama l'shma koi, stama l'shma by karbanis, and stama l'shma by all the mitzvahs. So he's mixing it together over here. That's stama the kavana. It's not necessarily the same. And ganz in a different inyan. Pashto says that it's not like that pischei tshuva. Okay, the other simonim we didn't learn yet. We didn't learn the gemaras yet, so we're not gonna do them. Take a look, Simen Tezvav. The Gemaras are not in Chulin. Simen Tezvav, the first Sif in Simen Tezvav is in Beitza, in the first Perek in Beitza. It's a little bit in Chulin also, but it's not in Hilcha Shechita. That the chicks, the hen sits on the chicks till they hatch, and then they jump out. What if I take an egg and I crack it open? I didn't let the chick jump out on its own. I crack open the egg prematurely. There's a certain amount of time that the hen has to sit on the chick that it should be able to develop sufficiently. So if I crack open the egg and I shecht it, so that's considered an avela, because it didn't the chick didn't develop sufficiently, so it's not yet nitfas and shechita. If real calls man shelo yotze l'ava ha'olam, oser. It's let's say if you'll shecht the ben here the sieve base, you'll shecht the behema gasa has a 9 month pregnancy, behema daka has a 5 month pregnancy. So let's say there'll be a premature later. Behema gasa will give birth before 9 months, behema daka will give birth before 5 months. So premature later is an eifel. It's like kol alachadosh. It's an eifel. So it doesn't yet have the status of a balchai. So it's not nitvas and shechita. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Yevamos. Let's say a person is born prematurely, so he's not considered a chai till he lives a certain amount of time. How long does he have to live? So the Gemara says till the age of 20. Till he's 20, he's not considered alive. The Chazon Ish writes that b'zman hazeh, that the doctors put the baby in an incubator, and then they release the baby from the hospital, and they declare the baby is just as healthy as any other baby who was called a chadashav. So that's good enough. And then there are those who disagree with the Chazon Ish. I once said that in a shiur many years ago. So I said the Chazon Ish, then I said, laughing, I said that the Minchas Yitzchak, dying wise when the Eidah Haredes, writes in his tshuva, the Chazon Ish is not allowed to change the dinim in the Gemara, even as man is, even if the baby was in an incubator, until the age of 20, the person is considered a Safek Nefel. So I didn't realize there was one boy in the class who was born prematurely, and he was in an incubator, and he was already 18 and a half years old. So he tells me a year and a half later, he started to perspire, he got so scared. Because I said it as a joke, that the Menachas Yitzchak is disagreeing with the Chazon Ish. He said he gets so scared. He's a suffix if he's alive or dead. So a year and a half later, when he reached the age of 20, he comes over to me, tells me, Mazel Tov, I'm alive. I know you've been alive the last couple of years. One of them, he says, no, he's Yotz Mechlal Suffix Nefal. So I said that as a joke. He said he didn't take it as a joke. He got scared when I said the Menachas Yitzchak. So that's a question. If a person is born prematurely, what says prematurely? So the Gemara has a machlokes, your latest letisha, if a woman is having a full, the Gemara has some kind of an idea that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy. I think the doctors today say they don't know what that's supposed to correspond to. The Gemara holds that there are two kinds of pregnancies. So the Gemara says a 7 month pregnancy, that's normal, that it should be your latest limukutoy. As long as the woman enters into the beginning of the 7th month, so that's normal if she has a baby then. But the letters letisha, if it's a 9 month pregnancy, by us they're all 9 month pregnancies, so that's a machlekes in the Gemara, whether your letters letisha, is that normal, your letters limukutoin? Do you say once she entered into the beginning of the 9th month, she can have the baby at any day? But you say, no, it's not normal. Any your letters limukutoin. It's only called the kol olachadoshav if the baby was there the full 9 months. It doesn't mean 9 months on the Jewish calendar. Every other month has 29 days, every other month has 30 days, and it's not 9 months on the Goyisha calendar, that every other month has 31 days, and every other month has 30 days. The Gemara is a befer, that it's 9 months of 30 days each. Doesn't correspond not to the Jewish calendar, not to the Goyisha calendar. That's how the Gemara says, 9 months times 30 days each. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. And we paskin the Ramah, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? So the shaila is, let's say, a man is married and he dies and he leaves one child. The child was just born. And then the child dies within 30 days. So if the child, when it was born, was kovel l'chadoshav, if it was a full-term pregnancy, so even if he dies a day after he's born, he left the child. When the man died, when the father died, he left the child. and the woman is not the zkuka liyibam. So even if the baby dies the next day, the woman is not zkuka liyibam. What happens if the child was lakala chadoshev? When the child was born, it was born prematurely. So then you'll have to see what's going to be. So what if the child was born in the ninth month? So by us, that's not normal. Half the babies are born, they're not born after nine full months. By us, it's normal. So the Ramah says, in Hilchas Chalitz, at the end of Eben Ezra, whatever the din was in the days of the Gemara, whatever the din was in the days of the Rambam and the Ramban, there was a machlokes in the Gemara Nida, a machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. But bizman hazeh kvar nishtanu hatvoim, bizman hazeh quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, that bizman hazeh for sure, it's absolutely normal that a baby is born into the beginning of the ninth month, and that's considered kol hachadoshev. So if the man dies, and the day that he dies, his wife had already had given birth to a baby into the ninth month, not after nine full months of pregnancy, into the ninth month, and then the baby dies within 30 days, so the woman is not zkuka lechalitza. We are mekel halacha l'maaseh. We say lahakel. That's called kol hachadoshev. Bizman hazeh lechol hadayis. That's called kol hachadoshev. The problem is that when it comes to hilchas avelus, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a baby dies, if a baby is born within the ninth month and then he dies within 30 days, so you declare the baby was an eifel and the relatives don't observe avelus. So why don't they observe avelus? If you tell me that bizman hazeh nishtanu atvoim, you make alan adin deraisa to be mata the woman, she doesn't need chalitza. Because Bizman Azad, the baby is born into the ninth month, after 8 full months into the ninth month, that's considered kol hachadoshev. So there should be avelus then, even if the baby dies within 30 days. So that's a pella. So the Avnei Nezer says that the reason why we don't observe avelus is because sof kol sof it's still a machlokes. So halachik devar mekol ba'avon. When it comes to avelus, whenever there's any sofik holdo, he go l'kul. It's very difficult. What do you mean a suffix called but it's a shaila metzias over here. Metzias, we assume them nishtanu atvoim. The Ramah quotes the Tashbeitz. Nishtanu atvoim, whatever was bizman gemar, whatever was bizman rishonim. But today it's normal to have ovlan. So that's a problem. So anyway, here, if you'll crack open an egg before the chick had a chance to hatch fully, so it's considered like a nafel. So it's not nitvas and shchita. You have to wait till it breaks its way out. Then the Gemara has a machlekes satanayim. What if you shecht it before nispatru enov? That's the shach sit cut in base. So in the first perik in Beitza, most people know it from the Gemara, the first perik in Beitza. Some people know it from Chulin. It's later on in Chulin. But in the first perik in Beitza, it's a machlekes satanayim. Can you shecht the chick when it's first born? It can't see. It takes a while. So what if you shecht it before nispatru enov? So that's a machlekes satanayim. So the pashtus is, we pass on that it's muta. Lachu shiatzah amiral muta miyad. Miyad means you don't need. It's patru enav, and then the shach and sivkot and beis suggest maybe you should wait. Maybe you should wait till this patru enav. So that's a gemara in Beitza. Then the second sif is a gemara in Shabbos. That. Pidyon HaBen is done on the 31st day. So we have a klal by Odom, kol shloshah shloshim yom ba'odom is a sofik nefel. When does that apply, kol shloshah shloshim yom ba'odom is a sofik nefel? Means like this. If you know that it's vade kol lechadoshah, for sure it was a full term pregnancy. Full term either means full 9 months, each month consisting of 30 days. Or the Ramah says, halacha l'maaseh, full-term pregnancy means into the ninth month, a full 8 months, 8 times 30 days, and then the next day. So that's called kol hachadoshev. If you know it's kol hachadoshev, so the odom is not a nefel. If you know it's bevadai, lo kol hachadoshev, the baby was born prematurely, means before the beginning of the ninth month. So you have to wait till the age of 20, or according to the Chazon Ish, if you put him in an incubator, and the doctors declare is okay. If you don't know, you have a vlad, and the doctors can't tell. The mother doesn't know, the doctors don't know. Is it kol hachadoshev? Is it lo kol hachadoshev? So sometimes you have simanim. You see whether the baby has hair on the head, whether the baby, the fingernails are fully developed. So then you can tell that it's a full-term pregnancy. Sometimes you can't tell. You don't have nigmur sairah v'tziporna. So if you don't know, then the Gemara says you have to wait shloshim yom. Kol shloshah shloshim yom ba'odam is a suffix nafel. Yeah, where'd they get this idea from? They borrowed it from Pidyon HaBen. Pinyin HaBen, the din is that you can't do Pinyin HaBen till Yom Lamed Aleph, even if it was a post-mature baby. Even if the woman was carrying the baby in her body for more than 9 months. Let's say she had a 10-month pregnancy. Sometimes you have a post-mature baby. So still the din is that you don't make Pinyin HaBen till Yom Lamed Aleph. But the Gemara is assuming that the 30 days of Pinyin HaBen represents this idea, that if you have a Safik Nefel, Safik Kol HaChadosho, Safik Lo Kol HaChadosho, so you have to wait 30 days to establish. So that's a shaila. Is that a din there? Raisa, is that a din there? Rabbanon. This din. Safik nefel, kosheloshah, shloshim yom bottom is a nefel. So the Magen Mishnah in the first page in Hilchos Yibam Bechalitza collects all the Rambams, a long Magen Mishnah. Usually Magen Mishnah just gives you the Mar Mekoymus, and Shain Deri has a long essay. And he says the Rambam's opinion clearly is that the whole din is only with the Rabbanon. Kosheloshah, shloshim yom bottom is a Safik nefel, is only with the Rabbanon. So then you have a din over here. There's a din in Chumash, you shouldn't shech the korban until Shivas Yom Yitachasima, Miyam Shemini Behola, Yiratza the korban Isha Hashem. So the original pasuk that Shivas Yom Yitachasima applies, even if the Vlad, even if the Behemoth Tehoira that you're bringing as the korban was Vada Kol HaKadosh. The Halacha says you have to wait the Shemana Yamim. You can't be Makrivi before the Shemana Yamim. That's a din. But the Gemara understands that the din is based on an idea that if you have an animal that you're not sure whether it's kol chadoshav or not kol chadoshav, so if you wait 8 days and it survives, kol shloshosh shloshim yom ba'odem havi nefel, kol shloshosh mani yom bebehema is a suffix nefel also. So the question is, maybe this is a din de rabbanu, this din, that you have to wait to shech the behema till the 8th day by chulin, by kochim, it's a pasuk and a pasul b'di'evit. If you shech the carbon within the 8 days, it's a psula mechus hazman. And the carbon will be possible even b'di'evit. That's a din d'araisa. So even if the behemah was born kol l'chadoshev, even now for sure, it's kol l'chadoshev. But this is a shayla over here, this din. The halacha over here that you shouldn't shech the behemah till the 8th day if you don't know b'vada shekol l'chadoshev. Is this din d'araisa? Is this a din d'rabban? So most of the poskim assume that it's only a din d'rabban and it's not a din d'araisa. And you look over here in Simen Tezvav on Siv Beis. Look on the Nisei Kalim. They all assume that it's only Midi Rabbanon and it's not Minatar. It's hard to say that it's Minatar. Pashto says that it's only Midi Rabbanon. That's why there's a Shaila. Let's say the Nochri has a farm and he sells me a Behema and he tells me this Behema was born 10 days ago. I know why he's telling me the Behema. He knows already. He wasn't born yesterday. He knows that the Jews can't shech the Behema until it's the 8th day. So he tells me this Behemoth was born, he tells me, he gives me a birth certificate. He doctored up the birth certificate. So then, you can, for sure, you can't trust the Nochri. It's Lahashbiach Mikro Hu Aim HaKein. That's how the Shach writes in Sivkot and Dalit. The Simen Tezvav Sivkot and Lahashbiach Mikro. The Nochri is telling you all the milas that the Behemoth has. So one of the milas is it's already 10 days old. He could have shechted it 2 days ago. Of course, you can't trust him. Shach says, what if the Nochri doesn't say it? When he's selling me, he's telling me, Allah Mailas, this is from a big yichus, the mother and the father, big yichus, it's a healthy animal. What if it's told me, Sech Lefi Tuma? It came out Kalachayad. He's not saying it, L'Hashbiach Mikhay. So what's the din? Does a Nochri have Namonis to say, Mesech Lefi Tuma? So many assume that by dinim deraisa, for sure he does not have Namonis. By dinim the rabbanon and tzemach leikas. So many assume that by dinim the rabbanon we be paskan and nochem yisich levituma is neman lahakel by dinim the rabbanon. Many disagree that even by dinim the rabbanon doesn't have namanis. That's one of the tshuvas in the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua sent a whole list of shailas to the Tosfos Rid. The Or Zarua lived in Vienna and the Tosfos Rid lived in Italy. So one of the shailas he sent them was if the woman went to mikveh and then she takes a shower the same day, does it undo the mikveh l'mafreya? So he said l'hokil, and then the Or Zarua says I can't accept it because the tradition by the Baalei HaTosfos said that it's no good. It does undo the mikveh. That was we had then in Yeridein Hilchas in the second Chelik Yeridein until the end of Hilchas Nida. And then this was also one of the shailas that the Tosfos Rid wrote back to the Or Zarua. He asked the Mashali, can you rely on a Nochem Yisich Lefitumai by a din derabbanan? So he says that's ridiculous, and he quotes the passing Tehillim. Nachrim, Ashapiram Dibashav, Imimimin Shaker, and then he adds the Chol Dvarab Dvaram Betel. So he means the guy, Chol Dvarab Dvaram Betel. We used to have a professor here in the school, he taught Jewish history. So he misread it. He thought that the Tosfos Rid was insulting the Arzarua, that everything you wrote is Dvar Batel. So you see what an Amoritz that the Arzarua was, that the Tosfos Rid wrote on him, Chol Dvar Dvar Batel. It's obvious, you read it, he's talking about the Nochri. He quotes the Pasuk Matil, Mashapim Divashavim Mishag, Bechol Dvar Dvar Batel. He's talking about the Nochri. So the Tosfos Rid is of the opinion that you can't rely on a Nochri Misrech Lefitumai, even by Dinam the Rabbanan. The Gemara just has Edesisha. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama says, the Shach quotes in Sifkot and Dalit. You can rely on a Nochem Yisich Vitum and Shomiguna Kilebe Rabbanon. But even on a Din de Rabbanon, many Rishonim holds big machleg. We paskan on a Din de Rabbanon, you can't rely. So that's the Shaila here. And the Mechaber says, you can't rely on the Nochri. Emeni Yodu Shikol Lachadoshev, Osa Mishim Sofig Nefal, Atchilas Leil Shemini, Oden Siv Gimel. Ein Samchem Alo Vikachovim Vigdoim Ketanim Hanikchem Imenu Vyom Shem B'nei Ches Yom. Why not? Why not? Maybe because Lahashbiach Mikro Hu Aymeken. He's not saying Misich Lefi Tuma. Maybe he's saying even though it is Misich Lefi Tuma. So that's what's a little unclear. So that's why they discuss over here. That's what they discuss. Is this a Din D'Arais or is this a Pashtus says that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan? Many want to say that the Din D'Rabban is only Lachatchila. Maybe B'di'ebed, if you shech the behemoth Toch Shmona Yomim, it would be kosher. It wouldn't be Asa B'di'ebed. So they have a whole discussion. Does it Asa B'di'ebed or not?
The other thing we were saying that originally except the Meidatha, it said really be the Raisa, it's not be Rabban, be the Raisa it works. And just like people do Rabban, and Rabban means they didn't make it clear. So how would we work that with the
Yeah, the Pashtus says that even if you hold like that Pnei Yeshua, that Erechot is Nem, it has to be Erechot Yisra. Pashtus says that Erechot Nochri is only going to be a Kulam of the Rabbanon. So he's stuck again. You can't revert back to a Din D'Oraisa. Yeah, we don't really accept that Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua, and the Nadi Yehud accepted it, that Minatari Erechot is Neman by Meis Bailam. The whole discussion of the Gemara asked, why is he Neman? The question was, why weren't they Machmim with the Rabbanon not to accept Erechot? But on the level of the Raisa, Erechot is Neman. So that's a shot. But Anochri Misich Levitumai, Anochri for sure is no good Minatari. So what's the Pnei Yeshua going to explain over there? So whatever explained there, you can explain by every Erechot. However, you're going to explain the Anochri Misich Levitumai. You can explain every Erechot like that. Yeah, so that's a din that you have to wait Shmaina Yom. Yeah, then it says, when can you shech the behema? Atchilas Leil Shmini. The Mechaber writes in Siv Beis. Atchilas Leil Shmini. You have to wait till Yom HaShmini. Yeah. Rashi in Maseches Shabbos writes a funny lashon that Miktzas Hayom Kekula. Miktzas Hayom Kekula. Questionable whether it applies by Laila. Mitzayim Kukul applies by Laila. Then they quote over here, the Prima Godim in the back writes that you have to wait 7 full days Me'es Leis. So Rabbi Kivega shows on the bottom of the page of the Prima Godim. He says it's against the Rashi. Rashi says in Shabbos that you say Mitzayim Kukul. So you see Beferish, you don't need 7 full days Me'es Leis.
By Kurbanos, it has to be during
the Gemara quotes a stira between the two psukim that with the Minei Ubei. The pasuk says Shivasi Emiyuya Tachasimo. Sounds like after the 7th day is up, Alayla, it's okay. Then it says Mayom Hashmini Titnali. It says it twice. It says it by Pchor, then it says it by other kachim, slightly differently. So the Gemara has a stira. Is it good Balayla or not? So the Gemara gives Rapa Futriki says the teretz is. Laila the kedusha v'yom lahartzah. By laila, you're not allowed to be magdish a korban toch shmona yom. Even if you magdish it, you like it. It's an aver to be magdish it, and if you makrav it, it's possible even mediyevet. It's mechus hazman. So leil shmini is laila the kedusha. You're allowed to be magdish it leil shmini. The iser hakdusha is off, but the yom is lahartzah. You can't be makrav it because you can't be makrav any korbanas by laila. Hakrovus kol korbanas is only by yom. That's what this Taz writes in Sivkot and Gimel. Why do you say here can shech the chulin tchilas leil shmini, but the korbanos he can't shech tchilas leil shmini? So he says no, that's a din of korbanos. They can't be makrav korbanos balayla. Call a korbanos by yom dafka. That's a din of korbanos. But leil shmini is good enough. So Rashi and Shabbos are strange. Rashi says mixayim kulkula, very surprising. Then there's prima godim. Rabbi Kevega is masik on the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says you need 7 days meis leis. They all quoted on the daf. It doesn't, out of respect for the Prima Gadim, it's such a posik mefursam, so they recommend you should wait 7 full days meis leis. But harotzel hakel hershus biyadah, just out of respect for the Prima Gadim, they hold that he's really wrong. That the pashtus over here is that there's no such din. Okay, also we didn't learn the Gemaras yet. And the Sakin we didn't do either, but the Shechita we aren't going to learn. Simon Yutes, the dinim of Birchas HaShechita, that's in Sochem Dav Zayin, and that's in the end of Chulin Dav Pei Zayin. So that Simon Yutes is based on the Gemara. Hashem Chetzach Sheivach Koidim, you have to say the bracha before you shecht. The Gemara says you don't say lishchait because you're not mechuyev to shecht. Maybe by shechita skotch may say lishchat es hazevach, but by chulin you don't say lishchat, you say ala shechita because it's only reshus. What's the dinim shochad v'lo birech? So Elder Adoni again. Elder Adoni writes shochach v'lo birech is shechitas pigul. Pigul, what is he talking about? Karbonis? What's he talking about? Pigul. The whole ocean is megum. So we don't accept Elder Adoni. What is the logic for Elder Adoni? What is it based on? So here the Pischei Chubis of Katan Aleph quotes in the Rebbe Yehuda, wants to neck some sense into Elder Adoni. What in the world is he talking about? So he says maybe he only means if he's id v'loy birech. He knows he's supposed to say brach, and he's a wise guy, doesn't say. So it's like he's a choshur al adover. Like we had the Shach quoted the two reasons. If the tzibur made a cherim that no one else is allowed to shecht except for Pliny, and one guy goes ahead and he shechts. That was in Siman Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. So the Shach in Lamed Ches quotes the first reason of the Rosh. He's a choshur al adover. He knows he has no right to shecht. He knows he's in violation. So choshur al adover, so he can't trust him. So then it's only if he knew about the cherem and he violated it b'mezid. What if he did only b'shoigeg? Then it would be shechitas k'sheira. So that's what the Nadi Yehuda wants to say. Elder Adoni only meant if he's it v'labir. But a shochach v'labirach, Elder Adoni wouldn't say that. So that's what the Pischei Chuvah says with all due respect. He says, look in the Rosh. The Rosh quotes Elder Adoni, shochach v'labirach. He doesn't say he's it v'labirach. That's shver Elder Adoni. We don't hold. He made up a whole story from the Aseres HaShvatim. We don't accept all the things that he says. We don't really accept. Then the Ramo assumes if you're shechting a treifa, you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha, even though shechitas treifa has been tarmed and available. That's what the Shachs of Cotton Bay quotes the Chuvas Rashi, that even on shechitas treifa, since it's been tarmed and available, you may say a bracha. So we don't follow that Rashi. We follow the Ramo. You only say a bracha on a shechita v'ksheira that's going to be mata b'achila. And then the Rambam has the shaila. What if you're shechting an animal that you know in advance there's a latest asafik, a reisa, maybe a treifa, so you better not say a bracha. If you have another behemoth to shecht, you say the bracha before you shecht the other behemoth, and then shecht this one without a bracha afterwards. But if you're only shechting one and that animal has a reisa, so then the Rambam says you can't say a bracha before. So then say the bracha afterwards. Nu, can you say a bracha lachar asiyosam? As machlek is the Rambam and the Oz Aruah. So the Rambam says, but yeved, you can say the bracha lachar asiyosam. And the Shach is not happy. And bottom line, in the Shach said, cut in the Gimel, what's the last line of Gimel? Safik brachas lahakal. Bottom line is that upshad is, machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh, the Rambam and the Hagos Oshri. So we should be choshish for the Rambam Shita, not to say a bracha lachar asiyosam. Yeah, we spoke a lot about this. Okay. Maybe tomorrow, Blineta, maybe we'll finish up Simon Yutes. And then if there's a little time left, then maybe we'll do a little Parshat HaShavua. See. Okay.
Ready? Maybe some of the Mamashal.